All they said is who they're against. They all said we can't stand another 8 years of Republican policies. Well, of course they can't. Another 8 years of Republican policies, it'll be clear to Ted Kennedy and Jim Wright and Michael Dukakis that with 17 million new jobs and 5.5 million new small businesses at that rate, ladies and gentlemen, all their constituents will be Republican. This is no time to stop. It's no time to go back. We've got a lot of work to do. We don't want low inflation. We want no inflation. We don't want low unemployment. We want no unemployment. We need a safety net to keep people from falling, but we need a ladder of opportunity upon which all people can climb. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't just want to oppose communism. We want to support those men and women who are fighting for freedom and democracy, whether they're in Afghanistan, Angola, or Central America. To free people. We want to free people not only from too much dependence on government, we want to free them from dependence on drugs, from disrespect for human life. Mr. President, you've brought us to the threshold of a new era. In fact, you've brought us over the threshold. You've shown us, Mr. President, that we can do more than contain our adversaries. We can transcend them. You've shown us, Mr. President, how we can even make the threat of nuclear war obsolete through the now proven technology of strategic defense for America. And you've reminded us that the very first and best Department of Health, Education, and Welfare is a strong American family. Mr. President, most of all, above everything else, you've shown us that the power of a right idea is the single greatest force on this earth. It's a powerful legacy, Mr. President, that you leave us. It's a powerful legacy that you're handing us here tonight in New Orleans. And we just want you and Nancy to know that under the able leadership of George Bush, this Republican Party is going to take it and run with it, and we're going to win in November. We're going to finish the job. We're going to finish what we began in 1980 to help all Americans, to help in the spirit of Abraham Lincoln. We want to help all people everywhere to share in the success of freedom and democracy and peace. That is our legacy and that is our future. God bless you, Mr. President. May God bless America. Thank you very, very much.